أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويطعمون الطعام على حبه مسكينا ويتيما وأسيرا إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أيها الناس أفشوا السلام وأطعموا الطعام وصلوا الأرحام وصلوا بالليل والناس نيام تدخلوا الجنة بسلام أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable علماء respected حفاظ elders friends listeners السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Undoubtedly all praise all gratitude all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer cherisher and nourisher The one who looks after us and the one who sees to all our needs. Choices, salutations, durood upon the greatest creation, leader of both the worlds, Hazrat Nabi Pak Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As he said, durood sharif. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. From among the prophetic du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bearing in mind that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thus being guaranteed Jannah in this world already, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would often supplicate with the dua, Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaka wal Jannah, that, O Allah, I seek your happiness and I seek Jannah. And respected elders and friends, this is the crux of why we are living, that ultimately, we want to leave this world and each and every one of us desire Jannah. Every one of us want to reach our final abode and destination of Jannah. In the hadith I've recited before you, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith gives four such qualities that if a person inculcates and brings into life these qualities, then he will enter into Jannah without any difficulty, without any hiccups on the way. So the first quality, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, afshu salam. Make salam a common practice among you. Make salam a common practice among you. Ala man arafta wa man lam ta'rif. On that person that we know and that person that we do not know, make salam a common practice among you. We find that in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, that if a person recites salam in its entirety, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, then 40 rewards will be recorded for such a person. Imagine if we come for salah, we meet 10 different people, we greet them with salam in its entirety, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, 400 rewards just by greeting people. We come 5 times a day, 2,000 rewards we will walk away with just by greeting people by coming for salah. So this aspect of salah is very important, respected elders and friends. And this is the dua. Have you ever pondered on what does salam actually mean? Assalamu alaykum. May the perpetual peace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you. Wa rahmatullahi. May the perpetual mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you. Wa barakatuh. May the perpetual blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you. So what a beautiful dua, how beautiful is our deen. And very sadly, respected elders and friends, nowadays when we interact with each other or we meet each other, we've forgotten the rule of salam. We will meet a person by saying, how are you? It's been a long time. What's happening? Respected elders and friends, this is not the shan and the sign of a believer. A believer is one when he meets his brother, the first thing they do is they meet with salam. They begin their conversation with salam. And this is a dua. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in another hadith, and I want us to pay attention to this hadith, لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا, that none of you will enter into Jannah until you do not believe completely in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا. Listen to this point. ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا. and you will never be able to believe in Allah the way you ought to believe in Him, the way you should believe in Him, until you do not have mutual love among you. Until you do not have mutual love amongst you, you will never believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way you ought to believe in Him. And we know in society, very sad situation we find ourselves in, respected elders and friends, we will not make salam to a particular person because he's from that particular group. Or we will not make salam to that person because he did such and such to me. Or we will not make salam with a particular person because he follows that person. Do we not all proclaim La ilaha illallah? Do we not have the same kalima? Do we not all proclaim that Hazrat Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger of Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in that hadith, أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ إِلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Should I not direct you towards that action? If you carry it out, it will create mutual love among you. أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Make salam a common practice among you. Hadith is in Mishkat Sharif, respected elders and friends. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells his khadim, Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu an, Ya bunayya, idha dakhalta baytak, fasallim ala ahlik. That, oh my beloved son, when you enter into your home, then enter and greet the inhabitants of that home with salam. Enter the home with salam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further goes on to explain that this will be a means of great barakah and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descending in the home. We know what situation we find ourselves in. The fighting, the arguing that happens, the disputes which happen within the homes. Respected elders and friends, bring this quality within our home. That the moment we enter our homes, we enter with salam, we will definitely see the difference. So the first quality was afshu salam, make salam a common practice among you. The second one, respected elders and friends, wa atu'imu ta'am, the feeding of the poor. Allah mentions in the Quran, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. That the pious are those people who feed the poor despite their love for that food. They spend on others despite their love for that wealth. This is the quality of the pious. Another interpretation is, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ. The pious are those who feed the poor because of their love for feeding, because of their love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. They feed the hungry only for the pleasure and the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not expect any recompense, any reward for their feeding. This is the quality of the pious. And we find in our deen, the feeding is such a great quality. We find within the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they used to go the extra mile to make sure that their next brother would have a plate of food. In the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أفضل الصدقة أن تشبع كبدا جاعيا. That the best form of charity is to feed a hungry stomach. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't restrict this to human beings. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the best form of charity is to feed a hungry stomach. This could be an animal as well, respected elders and friends. We know the famous riwayat in Bukhari Sharif where an immoral woman that used to commit adultery, once she saw a thirsty dog, she took her shoe and she gave the dog water, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave her on account of that. So respected elders and friends, the best form of charity is to feed a hungry stomach. And we find within the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they went the extra mile, respected elders and friends. The hadith of Ibn Abi Dunya, the riwayat is there and it is mentioned that when a person is lowered into the grave, a certain angel will come to him and he will say that don't worry about anything. I will answer the angels of the grave of you on your behalf, and on the day of Qiyamah I will take you into Jannah. So the person will ask, then on what account have you come to me? Why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent you to me with such a glad tiding? It will be mentioned to him that I am that happiness that you have caused your Muslim brother on such and such a day. I am that happiness that you have caused your Muslim brother on such and such a day, respected elders and friends. How unbecoming it is, we will go to a particular restaurant, we will eat to our full. When we complete it, we will get up and walk out. And we will leave the food that could be a sufficient meal for the person standing by the door. Respected elders and friends, how difficult it is for us to keep some biscuits, keep some bread in our car. We know the country we live in. We know abject poverty, respected elders and friends. Almost every robot you will go to, there will be someone standing. Let us take this opportunity, respected elders and friends. There are many places in the world where people do not have this opportunity to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us take advantage of this opportunity. So the second quality that will be a means of entrance into Jannah with ease is that of feeding the hungry. The third one, respected elders and friends, and this we cannot stress on enough, we cannot give enough importance to this, wasilul arham, the establishment of family ties. The hadith is a hadith of Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Ana Allah, Ana Ar-Rahman. I am Allah, I am Rahman. Khalaqtu Ar-Rahim. I have created family ties. I have created family ties. فَمَنْ وَصَلَهَا وَصَلْتُهُ. That person who establishes and keeps his family ties, he is establishing his relationship with me. وَمَنْ قَطَعَهَا قَطَعْتُهُ. And that person who severs and breaks his family ties, then unfortunately he is breaking his ties with me. Hadith Qudsi, respected elders and friends. We find the hadith of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not descend on that nation where there is someone who is severing and breaking family ties within that nation. So extremely important, respected elders and friends. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further goes on to explain that what is meant by family ties? Does it mean we keep ties with those who keep ties with us? No, that is normal practice. That is common practice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that to keep family ties with that person who cuts and breaks family ties with you, to make that extra effort, that is the real meaning and true meaning of keeping and the establishment of family ties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, respected elders and friends. It comes in Mishkat Sharif that towards the end of time, closer to Qiyamah, there will be such an abundance of wealth. There will be such an abundance of wealth, and a person will walk on a road and he will see a heap of gold, but it will not bother him in the least. He will in fact look at it and say that because of you I do not talk to my brother, because of you I have broken relationship with my uncle, because of you I have broken relationship with such and such a person. So respected elders and friends, let us take this initiative and make this extra effort in the establishment of family ties, especially with those who cut and break ties with us. And the last point, respected elders and friends, that is wasallu billayli wan nasu niyam, the performing of tahajjud salah. Just to mention that if a person obviously has qadha salahs on his name, then we do not read nawafil salah. However, we try and complete our qadha salahs first. But this great action of tahajjud salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises those people in the Quran, tatajafa junubuhum anil madaji'i, that those people who wake up in the middle of the night and separate their sides from their bed, they separate their sides from their bed, and they stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises them. Inna nashi'ata al-layli hiya ashaddu wat'a wa aqwa muqila. One of the greatest benefits of standing in tahajjud salah is that the ego of a person will be destroyed. The ego of a person will be destroyed. So respected elders and friends, like I mentioned, if we have qadha, obviously take preference, but we can wake up at the time of tahajjud and perform our qadha salahs at that time. We are optimistic that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the reward of waking up in the time of tahajjud. We know every morning, in the last one third of the morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the first heaven and Allah mentions, is there anyone seeking forgiveness so that I may forgive them? Is there anyone looking for any sort of need so that I may grant it to them? Is there anyone asking for any sort of sustenance so that I may grant it to them? Respected elders and friends, let us take this opportunity. Allah is giving us this opportunity every night. And if we are lazy like myself, then after Isha Salah, after we complete our Sunnah Salah, then after our Witr, then before we leave, or before we sleep, we read two rakats with the intention of tahajjud, then to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely give us the reward of tahajjud salah. Also, respected elders and friends, so the four qualities I mentioned, one was afshu salam, to bring the quality of salam common amongst us. The second one, وَيُطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ, the feeding of the poor. The third one, وَصِلُ الْأَرْحَامُ, the establishment of family ties. And the fourth one, وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ, the getting up for tahajjud salah, standing in front of Allah, begging Allah, crying Allah to forgive us, and crying to Allah for all our needs. These are the four qualities. Respected elders and friends, recently Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had honored me of making safar and traveling with my respected Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Razaul Haq, hafidhahullah, to the Mubarak land of Sham. So I'll just try and mention, time is almost up, but I will try and mention a few points on the Mubarak land of Sham in Syria. We know that it was closed because of the previous regime. People could not really travel there. But now, alhamdulillah, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come, and through the effort of the Mujahideen, the previous regime had fallen and the Mujahideen took over. We find that from the time we landed in Damascus, the moment we exited the aircraft, you just felt the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descending on you. And I'll qualify my statement. We just felt the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descending on us and descending on that Mubarak land. And to qualify my statement, once Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was sitting with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Allahumma barik lana fi Shamina, Allahumma barik lana fi Yamanina. That, oh Allah, bless us in the lands of Sham, bless us in the lands of Yemen. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu asked, that, oh Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa fi Najdina? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Allahumma barik lana fi Shamina, Allahumma barik lana fi Yamanina. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar asked again, wa fi Najdina? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hunalika zalazil wal fitan, that is the land of fitna. That is the land of fitna. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made special dua for the land of Sham, that, oh Allah, bless us in the land of Sham. The dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there, respected elders and friends. And the quality that stands out for me amongst the people of the Ahlul Sham, the people of Sham, is that all of them possess these four qualities that we just mentioned. Afshus salam. The moment you enter the airport, everyone is smiling, everyone is greeting you, everyone is meeting you with a cheerful face. They are so welcoming. These are the people of Sham. Assalamu alaikum. They would say, Allahu yusallimuk, Allahu yusallimuk. They would, you know, welcome people with du'as in Arabic. And the language is extremely sweet, respected elders and friends. Nevertheless, we entered into Dimashq, and we had the fortune of visiting the masjid, the Umayyad Masjid. That is the Umayyad Masjid within Dimashq. And we know that that will be the place. There is a certain minaret on the eastern side where Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will descend before Qiyamah. So we went to that minaret. We saw where Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will descend. And after that, we went to meet the senior ulama of Sham, the senior ulama at present in Sham. And we went with my ustad, Hazrat Mufti Razaul Haq. When we got there, they were very happy and extremely welcoming to Hazrat Mufti Sahab. And they told him also that قَرَأْتُ كُتُبَكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ, that we have heard about you and we have actually read all your kitabs. Respected elders and friends, let us value the ulama we have in this country as well. We're sitting in Sham. The head mufti, Sheikh Usama Rifai, is saying that we have read your kitabs before and we have benefited from your kitabs. He's telling Hazrat Mufti Sahab. Respected elders and friends, then we know that before, what had happened is the regime had only fallen about 9 months ago. Before that, if you drive out of Dimashq, out of Damascus, maybe about 15 to 20 kilometers out of Damascus, and you will see every single building is bombed to the ground. Every building is bombed to the ground. Done by who, respected elders and friends? By the Shia. Remember, there is no place in Islam for anyone who has any enmity against any Sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember that. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ لَقَدْ تَابَ وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Allah is pleased with every single Sahabi. Allah mentions it in the Quran. There is no place in Islam for a person that has any enmity for any single Sahabi of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. every town we went to. We went from right south Busra, right till Aleppo, which is in the north. Everywhere we went, it was completely carpet bombed, respected elders and friends. And I was thinking to myself that we find ourselves in a time where Gaza is being bombed. Yet there is great awareness of Gaza. The news is there regarding that Gaza is under siege, Gaza is being bombed. But for the past 20 to 30 years, when Sham was being bombed on a greater scale, respected elders and friends, we never had that much awareness. There was not that much awareness how there is for Gaza, respected elders and friends. Most of the people, over 1 million people, were made shaheed in that jihad, respected elders and friends. And it is very sad to see what has happened. Allah mentions in the Quran, أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ. Have you not seen that person who denies Qiyamah? Have you not seen? Do you know who is that person who denies Qiyamah? Look at the contrast Allah mentions in the Quran. فَذَٰلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ. It is that person who causes harm and kills the orphans. That is the person that denies Qiyamah, respected elders and friends. We went to one school, 400 orphans, respected elders and friends. No mother, no father, no family relative. 400 orphans. But I say this with due respect, respected elders and friends. Now that it is open, we will travel to everywhere else, myself included. We will go to Europe. We will go to North America. But these are the areas that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for. Let us go stand at the qabr of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu an. We stood at the qabr of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu an, and uncontrollably tears started coming from out of our eyes, of each and every one of us. That scene and scenario was played in our minds when Hazrat Bilal radiallahu an was dragged on the Arabian desert sand and boulders were placed on his chest to give out and forsake his belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet he would still say, Ahad, Ahad, Allah is one, Allah is one. He would be dragged on the Arabian sand. Stand at the qabr of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu an. Stand at the qabr of Hazrat Dihyatul Kalbi radiallahu an. Stand at the qabr of Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu an. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu an. Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu an. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah. Allama ibn Kathir rahimahullah. We had the fortune of going to all these qubur, respected elders and friends. I invite everyone to go and see what has happened and taken place there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will end off with this incident. We went and we had a special delegation and a meeting with the Mujahideen, with a senior general of the Mujahideen. So we had a distribution amongst the Mujahideen as well. One would come, he would have no arm. Another one would come, he'd say, قَدْ أُسْتُشْهِدَ عَيْنِي. My eye has become shaheed in the path of Allah. Another would come with on complete crutches, no leg, respected elders and friends. This was all the jihad that took place. We asked him, they mentioned many stories to us. I will just end on one story. We asked the general that what was the most greatest story that happened while you were fighting jihad. He says, right in the beginning when jihad just started, my son went out, he gave the first takbir, he screamed Allahu Akbar, he ran into the battlefield, he got shot once, he started walking on his hands, he started walking, he got shot again, all the blood messed over his shirt. Eventually he was made shaheed, he passed away. He tells us that I took that shirt and I never washed it, I took it home for his mother. Respected elders and friends, he tells us that wallahi, I will take you now to my house, I will show you that shirt is still stained with the blood. But if you have to smell that shirt, the smell of musk is emanating from that shirt, respected elders and friends. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them success. The condition there is very bad still. They need as much help as possible, financial help, physical help. They need hospitals. The infrastructure is down, but definitely they are coming up again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep the mujahideen steadfast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liberate Masjid al-Aqsa and make it easy for all the Muslimin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal and bring these four qualities into our life. أقول ما سمعتم وأستغفر الله لي ولكم.
We say Jazakum Allahu Ahsanu Jaza to Mufti Yusha for those most inspiring words, Alhamdulillah. And amazingly, the hadith that he had mentioned, just on a point I would like to bring to your attention, the hadith that he spoke about Afshu Salam wa Ati'imu Ta'am, that is the first hadith that our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned when he migrated from Makkah to Medina. That is the first hadith that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned to the Sahaba when he put foot in Medina. Imagine, from all the ahadith, this was the first hadith that he made mention of make salam a custom amongst you, feed the poor, etc., etc. So we can see the importance of it. So we say Jazakumullah for those inspiring words, as well as the report on Sham. Allah make it easy for our brothers in every part of the world, inshallah. Two important announcements. One is, alhamdulillah, with a sense of honor and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our madrasa, the Greenside madrasa, inshallah, will be seeing its first girl hafidha completing, alhamdulillah. What a great honor it is, my respected elders and friends. 2 or 3 years ago, the madrasa took the initiative of starting a girls' hifz class, alhamdulillah. And tomorrow morning, a ladies-only event will be taking place, with the first completion of the girl, inshallah, will be taking place tomorrow. Make dua that Allah preserve the Quran in our communities, inshallah, and send our ladies, our mothers and our sisters and our young girls, so it can become a means of inspiration for them. That nation, that community that holds on to the Quran, inshallah, they will benefit, inshallah. It will be a means of success for that nation that holds on to the Quran. Secondly, the collection for today, inshallah, will be for the Fountain Play Muslim Association. Alhamdulillah, they have taken the initiative to offer to purchase a land that will, inshallah, be used for a masjid and a madrasa. The offer to purchase has been made, inshallah. The monies has to be raised by the 31st of October, I think, inshallah, by the end of the month, inshallah. One, that is the amount, inshallah. Brothers, here's a great opportunity to invest. We don't know, and I don't know, and you don't know whether we'll be alive to see the completion. But how fortunate we will be if we are around to plant that seed. Just to plant that seed, so many institutions, so many trees, so many fruit trees we might not be around to see. But because we planted that seed, where the tree will grow, where that institution grow, me and you don't know. So here's a great opportunity to invest, inshallah, for our dunya and for akhirah. Inshallah, that collection will be taking place for that masjid and madrasa, inshallah. The other collection of the sadaqah will still continue. We require your brothers, inshallah, to give cash, or there is a credit card, debit card facility, inshallah. If you want to do an EFT, the details are there. Kindly do the EFT directly into their bank account and not into the GMA account, directly into the Fountain Bay Muslim Association's account. Jazakumullah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa mawlana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluh sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka 'alayhi wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin amma ba'd fa inni usikum wa nafsi 'ibadallah بتقوى الله عز وجل فاتقوا الله حق تقاته وراقبوه في السر والنجوى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أيها المؤمنون حديثنا اليوم عن أرض باركها الله في كتابه وأثنى عليها رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم في سنته إنها أرض الشام أرض الأنبياء ومهابط الوحي ومهو أفئدة المؤمنين قال تعالى في بيت المقدس وما حوله سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله وقال سبحانه وتعالى في شأن إبراهيم ولوط عليهما السلام: ونجيناه ولوطا إلى الأرض التي باركنا فيها للعالمين. وقال جل وعلا في ملك سليمان عليه السلام: ولسليمان الريح عاصفة تجري بأمره إلى الأرض التي باركنا فيها. فبركة الشام بركة مذكورة في الوحي، دينة دينية ومعنوية، وبركة رزق وخيرات ظاهرة. وفي السنة المطهرة مزيد بيان وتوكيد، روى البخاري أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: اللهم بارك لنا في شامنا، اللهم بارك لنا في يمننا، مرتين. وهذا دعاء بالبركة للشام الإسلام. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا أيها الناس، أفشوا السلام وأطعموا الطعام وصلوا الأرحام وصلوا بالليل والناس نيام، تدخلوا الجنة بسلام. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول ما سمعتم وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. هذا فصلوا وسلموا على من انشق له القمر وسعت إليه الشجر وسلم عليه الحجر. اللهم اجعل شرائف صلواتك ونوامي بركاتك ورأفة تحننك على أكرم الخلق سيدنا ومولانا محمد. وارض اللهم عن الصديق والفاروق وعن ذي النورين وأبي السبطين، اللهم وعن البدعة الشريفة وخديجة الكبرى، اللهم وعن حبيبة سيد المرسلين وسائر أمهات المؤمنين وبقية العشرة والعترة وأهل بدر وأحد والذين بايعوا نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم تحت الشجرة. اللهم وعن المهاجرين والأنصار وعن أمير المؤمنين معاوية بن أبي سفيان وعن سائر الصحابة الأخيار والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم القرار، وعنا معهم برحمتك يا عزيز يا غفار. اللهم أعز الإسلام وأنصاره وأذل الشرك وأشراره. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين في سبيلك في كل مكان، خاصة في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي بلاد الشام وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك أعداء الدين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم اسقنا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانطين. اللهم اسقي عبادك وبهائمك وانشر رحمتك وأحيي بلدك الميت. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Please ensure that the serfs are straight. Stowa etadilu. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تسلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات. الحمد لله على كل حال. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اسقنا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانطين. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وعملا متقبلا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.